Okay, today is July 25th, 2008. My name is Garrett Blauvelt, and today I'll be speaking with William Bond about some of his military experiences. Mr. Bond, just to begin, where and when were you born?
In Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Let's see, three... 1921.
Okay.
32921.
And did you grow up in Scranton?
No. New York City.
Okay. Did your parents relocate there? Or what, how old
yes.
were you when you moved to New York?
9 years old when I went to New York City.
So you would have attended schools in the New York area, is that correct?
Yes.
And what schools did you attend in New York?
Sacred Heart and St. Paul's.
And what did your parents do?
My father was a mechanic. And my mother was a housewife.
Mm-hmm. And what activities were you interested in as a child? Were you interested in, I knew you went out to serve in the United States Navy, were you interested in boats at a young age, or was that just...
Well, yes, my father always had a boat.
And how old were you when World War II started? Around what age were you?
In my 20s. I'd say around 22. Somewhere in there.
So you had graduated high school, and then what were you doing at that time?
I owned a machine shop.
And do you remember where you were when Pearl Harbor was attacked? Or when you found out that there was an attack?
I couldn't tell you exactly where I was at the time. But I was in Pearl Harbor shortly after it was attacked.
So you had already joined the Navy by then, or?
No, I went in then.
Okay.
And I was, shortly after I was over in Pearl Harbor, and saw the ships with the mast sticking out of the water and oil bubbling up and steam still coming up with the water.
And when did you join the United States Navy? When would this have been?
Oh, don't ask me dates.
Okay.
I can't remember.
So just shortly after Pearl Harbor, you signed up?
Yeah, shortly after.
And do you remember where you did training, basic training for the Navy? Or?
I didn't have basic training. They sent me right into Fort Benet Field because of the knowledge I had with aircraft parts.
Okay. And then shortly thereafter, you end up in Pearl Harbor fairly soon.
Yeah.
And then what did you do while you were at Pearl Harbor?
Well, I was aboard a destroyer.
Okay. So you were already placed on a
yeah.
ship. And what was your job on the destroyer?
Fireman.
Okay. And this would have been the destroyer's name that you were initially on? Is this the same one that you were on?
USS Duncan.
USS Duncan. So this was the ship you were on for the duration of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And just some background information, what was it like to be on a destroyer? How big were destroyers, just a general size, or how many crew members were on them? Do you have any sense
there
of that?
There was approximately 260 men, I believe. It was a big destroyer. It was a cruiser-type destroyer, that's what they called it. It was brand new, commissioned in... Orange, Texas. That's why it's down here right now in San Antonio.
Okay.
What is it, Texas?
And did you have any initial impressions when you got on the ship? How did you feel about the boat when you arrived on it? Was there any? What did you think of the crew, the ship, or any feelings like?
No, all, what do you call it? Decent people.
Okay. And were you on the ship, did it leave Texas and you were on it in Texas and you went, or did you get on the ship at Pearl Harbor?
No, we commissioned it.
Okay.
In Texas, in Orange, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And we took shakedown to Norfolk, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came back down, went through the ditch, the canal, and on out to the Pacific.
Is there any hazing rituals on a Navy ship? I know when you cross a certain line, I've read that that's the
what do you call it? The polywogs.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the Neptune, Father Neptune, what do you call it?
Something like that.
Yeah. I can't think of what they called it anymore.
Was most of the crew fairly new, or were there some experienced people in the Navy?
A few experienced ones.
Okay.
Not many.
And then
this was a brand new ship, so mostly new people.
And the ship went from through the Panama Canal to Pearl Harbor.
Right over to Pearl Harbor.
And then from Pearl Harbor, where did you end up going after that?
Oh. All up and down Okinawa. And Tsingtao, China. In fact, that Tsingtao, China, that's where I got off the ship when the end of the war ended, when I came back. Then we went into Tokyo Bay, let the carrier in, shooting the mines out of the water.
Just going back a little bit, what's a typical day like for a fireman on a destroyer? What are your duties involved? I know that you would be used in combat. You would be used to put out the fires there, but
no, keeping watch on the steam engine.
Oh, that's what you would be doing. Okay. So did they do shifts or?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had regular shifts.
And how many people would be in a shift?
Maybe three.
And would there be two or three shifts a day, or?
It was one shift every 4 hours.
Okay. And you would be on you'd be on for 4 hours and then off for?
Off, and then somebody else would come in for 4 hours, and the third time you'd go back on again.
Okay, so you would be 4 hours on and then?
8 hours off.
8 hours off?
Yeah.
Okay. And I guess another question towards that is, is there any knowledge you picked up? Was there an improvement on the operation as the war went on, or did they make any improvements to what you were doing, or was it pretty much the same thing?
Same thing.
Okay. And how aware were you of what was going on outside around the ship? Was the destroyer part of a bigger fleet, and maybe how many ships would be involved?
Well, we were in the 3rd Naval Fleet.
Okay.
The 3rd and 5th Naval Fleet.
And you were around at least one carrier when you went into Tokyo.
Carrier, what do you call it, when we went into Tokyo Bay, they were right behind us and we went in.
And
a big sign up there says, Kilroy was here.
was the mood like on a destroyer during World War II? How was the morale amongst the crew?
Good, very good.
Okay. I guess, when did you start realizing, did you notice that the war was turning at any point, or?
Well, we didn't get that much information.
Okay.
About it.
You were basically doing your jobs, and they were telling you.
Job, right.
I get the sense from a lot of World War II veterans, you're told what to do, and you do that, and that's about as much as they want you to know. You might pick up other things from other people, but there's not a whole lot of that.
Right.
Okay. And this destroyer, how long it served from, I guess, early 1942 through 1945, were you just basically going the whole campaign in the Pacific?
We stayed in the Pacific.
Okay. Did you have any memorable experiences that you wanted to mention?
Well, was overboard, but. We had a storm out there, and tried to bring the longboat in.
Okay.
And a couple of us were washed into the water.
And how quickly did they assist you, or how quickly were you given assistance?
Oh, everybody was up on board the ship.
Okay.
Trying to get us out of the water.
Did for this longboat, is this something that you would have done? Was this any part of your position, or you volunteered to do this?
No, that was part of my position. I was the engineer on it.
Okay.
To run the, what he called, the motors in that.
In the longboat?
Yeah.
Okay. And what would the longboat have been used for?
For going to shore, mm-hmm. what he called, going from ship to ship or stuff like this here.
And were you on longboats much, or was this?
Once in a while, not that often.
Okay. I'd like to go towards the end of the war. I know you said you were in Tokyo Bay when the war ended. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get an idea of how you felt or what was going through your head when you're going into Tokyo Bay and you're the first United States Navy craft into Tokyo Bay.
Well, didn't know what to expect, first of all, when we were going in.
Mm-hmm.
And but one thing I'll never forget, that big rock, what they call up there, is saying Kilroy was here.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, I never heard of Kilroy being in Japan.
Okay.
But he was there, I guess. let's see, what else can I tell you? That's about all I can really tell.
Okay. Well, I just want to finish up with, I guess, your experiences after the war ends. The war ends in August of 1945, correct? Mm-hmm. When do you actually get back to the United States? How long are you... I know people in the Navy, some people are going to 46 doing different missions, or how long does it take you for the war?
I got back in December of 45.
Mm-hmm. And after Tokyo Bay, did they send you... Where did they send you next? You said that you went to China. China, is that correct, or...?
No.
Okay.
What he called from Tokyo Bay, what he called, I was transferred at sea,
mm-hmm.
in Tsingtao, China.
Okay.
To a ship coming back.
Okay.
And they brought us back, what he called, APA. Okay. Came back on an APA, all personal attack.
Okay. And where did you arrive back in the United States? Would this have been somewhere on the West Coast?
It was in... approximately 2 weeks before Christmas,
mm-hmm.
in 45.
And then did you go immediately home to New York City, or what?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you do once you arrived home? What was the transition like? Did you quickly find employment? Did you go back to your old position, or what did you do when you got home?
Well, I played around for a week or two, and then I went back to work.
Okay.
When you got a job.
And what did you do after, what job did you take?
Machinist.
Okay. And did you work in New York City for, how much longer were you in New York City?
Well, I stayed in New York City for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then I moved to New Jersey.
Okay. And were you a machinist in New Jersey also?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And where were you employed when you were working as a machinist?
I was with American Ball Bearing,
mm-hmm.
one place, and let's see. That's really about it. And then I went employed myself.
Okay.
I went into my own business.
And what brought you to Florida eventually?
Pardon?
Why did you end up in Florida?
Well, I retired, what mm-hmm. he called, and that was it. My wife and I came down here, and...
Mm-hmm.
My wife passed away, so.
Okay. Do you have anything else you'd like to add to this interview, or have we covered just about everything?
That's all.
Okay.
That's all I can say. What do I don't know what you're looking for.
Okay, well, I did have some final questions that just before we concluded this interview. I just wanted to ask about how do you think World War II is remembered, and maybe how we should remember it. I know... Tom Brokaw calls it the greatest generation. I just wanted to get your idea of what we should remember about World War II.
Well, really nothing I can say.
Okay. And I guess the other thing I wanted to ask you then would be about, have you been involved in any veterans groups or anything?
No.
Okay. Well, those are all the questions that I have. If you don't have anything else you'd like to add, then we conclude this interview.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay.